DOE back in session. Yep, I just tested. All right. I'm going to call BOE 526 in Littleton.
Okay.
I'm going to call, because they're waiting on Dan, I'm going to call BOE 526, bottom page 3.
Yep.
He's not even close to finishing.
Yeah, multiples.
Well, we're going to need, I mean, we told Target, I mean, we're 10 minutes past, so we probably need to do them.
They do have multiples.
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time? I know we got you scheduled this afternoon, but we're hoping we can take you up early.
Sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. With respect to Lakeview Number 3 LLC, that's the appeal that you're on. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Does the LLC or the owners of the LLC own multiple rental properties in Taney County?
So I'm the owner of the LLC. It does own two other properties in Taney County. Those other two properties are investment properties, which is why I did not put them on the appeal. The one property that I did list is mixed residential use, and then I also rent it out when I'm not there.
Okay.
Airbnb.
Okay, so the other two properties are already commercial, and you're just looking for the mixed-use classification on this one?
I'd love the mixed use on all of them, but
I know. I
don't think
yeah, right. Okay. Based on the information that you've given us, I will make a motion on BOE 526 to be classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Target's 11:30.
Well, I thought they were 10:30 up.
Right, so we're requesting that we're given the time.
Oh, sure. Okay, my error. All right, let me just keep going down through. I'm going to go to BOE 540. Looks like Point Royale. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Ron Franks
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Mr. Franks, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know we got you on the docket for this afternoon, but we were hoping we could try to take you up early. I'll try to call you back in a bit. Thank you. Okay, moving on to BOE 529. Any other ones that you know of?
No.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have a tax appeal that's actually on for this afternoon, but we were hoping we could maybe take it up a little early.
Yes, we can do it right now.
Okay. Do you all own any other rental property in Taney County, or is this the only one?
No, this is our only.
Only property? Okay.
Only property.
All right, and it's put in a nightly rental program on occasion, but you use it sometimes.
I'm sorry.
It's That's all right.
My headphones started to connect, but I didn't hear that last question.
So you all use this home and then you put it in a nightly rental program on occasion?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And are you familiar with what we've been doing down here with respect to nightly rental programs?
I don't know what the decision is this year. I remember what it was last year.
Okay. It's a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. But if you acquire any other properties and put them in a rental program, they'd be 100% commercial.
Okay. Yes. That's the same as last year, correct?
Correct. I'm assuming that's what it was last year, but yes.
That is, yes.
Yeah, okay. As to BOE 529, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, you'll get a decision within a few days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We had Don Ingram on the docket today. We were going to try to catch him in between things.
I thought we were calling him in the afternoon, but I may be wrong.
Well, we have him down at 2, but he also said we might catch him
early.
Okay. Earlier.
All right. What is that? That's on Mahoney, isn't it?
Yes.
What BOE number is that?
345 on page 5.
Page 5. Okay. I don't think I saw Don when I was over at the courthouse earlier. All right. Before we do that, what did we get down to, Susan, on the value? It's my understanding they showed you some sort of productivity or something on this, or what is this one?
On which one are we on?
BOE 345, it's Mahoney with Don Ingram's case.
Yeah, and we moved it back for 26. Let me see if I can print a copy.
We were just going to move it back to the value of 24.
Okay. Right, and I even sent the stuff to Don Ingram. I texted it to him on my phone.
So you think that you have an agreement?
It should be fine. Let me show you.
I mean, when I talked to him and told him that you had put it back to where it was in 24, I think that they were good with that.
Well,
so
they got another break. Bring up the P-Val?
Because you hadn't dropped the applied to factor decrease yet. Gotcha.
I don't know if Jennifer can bring up 2026. Yeah. So her structure got the lower index, and then that we put her land back at productivity.
The figure we have on here is 114,955. I just wanted to make sure.
I need to make sure too.
Oh, for Mr. Finley?
Yep.
Thank
you. Thank you. Can you go ahead and move to this gentleman?
Yes,
sure
and
can.
And we'll do this other one for you.
Sure can. Come on down.
I think one of those has been adjusted, three others. I think he just gave you the paperwork adjusting them now.
Okay.
So let's just start at the beginning. 579 is 3F Rentals. 208 acres.
I think that one was already adjusted, correct? The card I had was not accurate on that one.
I believe so.
What's that go down to?
Well, that let's see.
Yeah, which BOE are we on?
Because we got the wrong. I mean, the value on ours is 62. I don't know if
he's
that's.
He's got 3F Rentals.
3F Rentals.
There's no change of that one. That one actually had come down. That was the impact notice that went out.
Okay, but what is that value? Is it 62,441 or what is it? Is there a residence on there? So we need both.
It's showing residential and agriculture values.
Yeah, there's one house.
So I need both of those. She's, I guess, appraised value for.
So for 3F Rentals, the appraised value is $9,970.
Okay. The appraised value is?
I'm sorry, the assessed value.
What's the appraised value?
Appraised value is $63,941.
And Dan, what's the split between res and ag?
And
the residential appraised is $32,800, with an assessed value of $6,230.
Okay, so if you add...
And then agricultural is $31,141 appraised. That's land.
Okay, so what's up there is correct.
And it's assessed value of $37,040.
Yeah.
Okay. Which makes $99.70.
You're looking at 25 here, but you changed 26, did you not?
No, we didn't change 26 because he had already come down.
Okay.
So this just,
this is
we just left it as
so
is.
So it's
came down
up on 0.4%. The
okay.
And the impact notice was off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, all right. So what is, you want, you need two numbers?
Yes. The resident.
Okay. So the, so the residential appraised is it
32,800.
Yep, 32 even.
32,800.
32,800. Okay, because you said 63 the first time, and that's why I was confused. Okay, and then the ag total is
31,141.
141. Okay, as to BOE 579, I make a motion that we set the. Residential appraised value at $32,800 and the agricultural appraised value at $31,141.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Discussion.
Okay, discussion.
So up there, the residential value is $26,300, so we're raising that?
Well, they have the land included. There's 1 acre with the...
Yes, but what he's just said was that the residential would be $32,800 plus the land. At 31,141.
Well, you've got the ag, but I think there's 1 acre with the residence, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So is that the 32,800? Is that the difference? I don't know.
Yeah, the 1 acre was in at 5,000. I brought it down to 1,310, which is the rate for out there. The per
so
acre rate.
So it, the residence has increased slightly from last year. Is that what we're saying?
$300.
Structure went up and the land came down.
Okay. I just want clarification.
And that offset.
Okay.
And that was
4%. But the residence now is 32,800 total appraised.
Thank you. I just needed clarity on that. Thank you. I'm ready to vote.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. All right. And as to... BOE 580, that's Finley Farms. That's the, or Finley Springs, excuse me.
Okay, there's two on that one.
Two, excuse me, there are two. Yeah, there's parcel number that ends in 7.000.
Mm-hmm.
That one is down to what? What's the value on that?
Valuation is $2,336.
The appraised value?
Appraised value, yep.
$2,336. That's a rather substantial drop off of what's on our paper.
Are you on the right? Because you've got two Finley Springs.
We're on 7.00.
Yeah, that's the right one.
32 acres?
No, I don't think
that's with the ag.
Yeah, 32 acres.
I think the 7.00 was the 80 acres.
Yeah.
No, I'm showing
32.
I'm showing 32 on the 7.00.
Okay.
Okay.
But it went back to ag production because
right.
he's got
correct.
Hay. So that's the difference.
32 acres at the lowest grade possible from Tenney County.
Yep.
It's a 7.
So it's 2,336?
Correct.
Okay. As to BOE 580, I would make a motion to reduce the value to 2,386.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes.
That's 336, I think.
Yeah. 2,336, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It should be in front of you on your paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. So that's all right. So clarify my motion. I need to. All right. To modify that motion, the number is 2,336. Do we have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, as to BOE 581, what's the value that we've agreed on?
Is this Finley Springs?
Yes.
Finley Springs.
Value is $64,119.
Okay.
The residential?
Residential portion.